This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Right, as we've been explaining, the media has proven they will stoop to new lows as Geraldo, of course, delegitimized Donald Trump's presidency, and the Stormy Daniels hysteria is the latest example. Here to weigh in on all of this, he is the host of CRTV's Levin TV, the host of Life, Liberty, Levin, the great one I call him, right here on the Fox News Channel, Sunday nights, 10 p.m., the number one show in his time slot. Thank me. Look, this is too serious. I'm watching Anderson Cooper. We did a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer Cooper, because he asked the same questions that Jerry Springer asked. And they've done this 24-7 for weeks, the same network that never interviewed Juanita Broderick till October of 2016, Mark. This is not tabloid. This is agenda-driven, Zucker-driven drivel, because he has an agenda against Donald Trump.
Well, and they're getting ratings. You see what 60 Minutes did. They got the greatest ratings they've
CNN
had.
CNN doesn't have those.
Yeah, exactly. But the truth is, if Donald Trump's last name was Kennedy, we'd not be seeing a thing of this. They'd be covering it up. And here's the difference. Number one, why is it assumed that the porno actress and the ex-Playboy bunny are telling the truth? And why are the media focused on this? Let's take a look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was accused of sexual assault in the Oval Office. Bill Clinton was accused of having sex with an intern in the Oval Office. Bill Clinton was accused as Attorney General in an official position of raping Juanita Broderick. Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, accused of using his position to try and get sex and exposing himself to an employee, Paula Jones. Donald Trump isn't even close, even if you believe all this, which I know, he's not even close to this stuff. John Kennedy had an affair with a mob boss's girlfriend. John Kennedy had a relationship with an East German spy. John Kennedy had sex with an intern in the White House pool. John Kennedy, I mean, so many examples. LBJ was said to be worse than John Kennedy. I can go on and on and on. Now, the media will say, well, that's a diversion. No, I'll tell you what's a diversion. The media have ignored the rogue activity at the highest levels of the FBI. The media have ignored Russia's influence in our election. We now know that the Obama administration knew about it, that Susan Rice knew about it, told the people to stand down. We got these lectures from Mark Warner and Adam Schiff. Unbelievable, they said, the Russians would get involved in our election. They're right. Now that we know that the Obama administration knew about it vertically, horizontally, departments and agencies and did nothing about it. Moreover, we know that lies were told to federal judges at the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on an American citizen. And then for a year, they got three extensions. The media do not care about that. So what do the media care about? The pornification of the media. Last week it was Donald Trump was mentally ill, so they dragged this professor out from Yale and pranced her from one station to another. Before that it was this kook with his book, Michael Wolff. Everybody didn't trust him, but anyway, he was good for a week, and then we get to hear from this idiot for a week. And it goes on and on and on. The media obviously hate Trump. Here's what they're trying to do. They know that Trump supporters aren't going to be persuaded by any of this.
And that's what's proving to be the case, is they're not. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, but CNN had brought in some female evangelicals to get their opinion on what was going on. And I think they were rather surprised in dealing with the reality of how America is looking at this. They're much smarter than they give them credit for. And speaking of Juanita Broderick, she's coming up next talking about her new book. You'd better put some ice on that. How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, by all means, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is Wednesday of Holy Week all across America and around the world.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, even if it's a bit inconvenient, Vice President Gore. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved with the conversation. You can tweet me at BMartinezLive. In 1999, Juanita Broderick burst into the public consciousness when she accused President Bill Clinton on national television of raping her in 1978 as he ran for governor in Arkansas. It was a TV appearance she dreaded and never wanted, but felt compelled to squash the rumors. It was rape. Now, with award-winning former investigative journalist Nick Lully, she tells her story of survival from the assault at the hands of the future president to the veiled threats by a seemingly complicit presidential wannabe, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Broderick believes now is the time to set the record straight and ensure victims everywhere are believed. Juanita Broderick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Bill. Thanks.
Well, Juanita, is it states here, I mean, you were at the time when you met Bill Clinton. You were in nursing. I mean, you were serving people. How did you come in contact with then the aspiring governor? Or was he already governor at the time?
Oh, no. He was the attorney general.
Right.
When I first met him, I decided to go with a group of friends to a volunteers meeting. And I signed up to volunteer and campaign for Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And little did you know what the job description would turn out to be, right?
Oh, I know. You know, I tell people all the time that was one of the biggest mistakes of my life, you know, mm-hmm. signing up to volunteer and then eventually meeting Bill Clinton when he came to my nursing home. Mm-hmm. He came there on a campaign tour, and that was the first time that I'd ever met him, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the first time you meet him, was part of you sensing that he was duplicitous? I mean, he's quite charming. I mean, you have to acknowledge that he is a charming man to get away with whatever he's been, right? Go ahead.
Yes. And this showed up on his television commercials back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so charismatic, and we were just all excited about him possibly being the next governor. Mm-hmm. And when the state office called, asked if he could come by my nursing home and meet the patients and the families, I was excited. Mm-hmm. We couldn't wait till he got there.
Uh-huh. Now, why did he choose your nursing home?
I have no idea, except it was I was volunteering at the time, and maybe they just thought that was an opportunity, since I was pro-Clinton at the time, to have him come to a facility or a business that would evidently welcome him with open arms.
Okay, so he meets you. So at that time, did you sense that there was something there that he wanted you to be more involved in your volunteering for his campaign?
Oh, no, no. We had a photo op with
yes.
two of my residents.
Which is on the front of your new book right away, right?
Right. Yeah. And after the photo was taken, he came over to me and was very interested in knowing about the nursing home and knowing about me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I took this as a compliment. But at the same time, I began to tell him about all the problems that the Arkansas nursing homes were having with reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And I began to talk to him about this, and he seemed very interested. And he immediately said, Bill, he said, are you ever in Little Rock? And I said, yes, I'll be there in about 3 weeks at a nursing home meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, call my office when you get here, and maybe we can set up a time to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I was so excited to have the ear of someone that could possibly help us.
And so, yes, I mean, you feel like, okay, I've got an inside track here. Here's somebody who can help us. And so 3 weeks later, you find yourself in Little Rock. So what happens?
Well, as soon as we got off of work on April the 24th, my nurse and I drove to Little Rock, checked in at the Camelot Hotel.
Uh-huh.
The next morning when we got up, we called his campaign headquarters. And the young lady that answered the phone, I said, this is Mrs. Hickey, and I was told to call when we got into town. And she said, oh, yes, Mrs. Hickey. She said, Mr. Clinton said, if you ever called, to be sure and call this number. So I called it, and he answered the phone. And I told him that I was there, and could I possibly come over to his headquarters at noon when we had an hour break, you know, to speak with him about the things we talked about.
Right.
And he said, you know, I'm not going to be at the campaign headquarters today. He said, why don't I just come to your hotel now? And I thought, you know, that's just great. He said, we'll meet down in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll call you when I get there. So I turned to Norman. I said, it was about 8:30 in the morning. And I said, you go on to the meeting. And when I finish in the coffee shop, I'll be right there.
Right.
And so I waited in the room. And in a few minutes, I had a call, and it was Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, it's so crowded down here in the coffee shop, and there's also reporters down here. He said, can we just have coffee and discuss this in your room?
Oh, wow.
Now, we're talking 1978. He was
right.
the attorney general.
Right.
I didn't have a problem with him coming to my room. I was anxious to talk to him
and
show him all the information that I'd worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, yes, I'll order coffee to the room. And shortly after the coffee arrived, there's a knock on the door. I opened the door. And there stands Bill Clinton in a dim-lit hallway with sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been an immediate tip-off.
Right,
but
right.
I was anxious to talk with him. So I ushered him on in over to the table by the window where I had the coffee and began to pour the coffee. And he motions to me. He says, come over here. And I walk around the table to where he's standing. And he points down to a little building down below and begins to talk about how he wants to restore that when he becomes the governor. Not if, but when he becomes the governor.
Right.
At points, he puts his arm around my shoulder. And that made me a little uncomfortable, so I sort of backed away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just sort of turns and looks at me and comes closer to me. And absolutely grabs me and starts kissing me. And that was a total, it was an out of realm experience.
I bet.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't believe it was happening. And so I back away from him again, explain to him, no, that's not what I allowed you to come to my room for.
Right.
And things get worse. He gets very, very agitated, grabs me, starts kissing me again. And then pushes me back on the bed, and I start to scream.
Mm-hmm.
And as I scream, he starts biting on my upper lip.
Oh, wow.
And it's very painful, and of course, I become very silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like to go into the details of the rape.
Exactly.
But it's horrific.
It has to be. I mean, just as you're just laying this out right now, Juanita, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Juanita Broderick is telling her story. We're talking about her book. You'd better put some ice on that, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. More after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the story, top of the hour, and the story we're listening to as our hearts break is Juanita Broderick's story. Her book, You better put some ice on that, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. This is her story, and, you know, just to give it to you straight up from her mouth to her ears, I mean, to your ears, a story that, you know, since she told this first in 1978 about President Bill Clinton, this was on national television, raping her in 1978. It wasn't she was telling the story. It was in 1999 when she told the story. And, you know, he had already been married to Hillary for 3 years. Juanita, you know, I think that, you know, this is 40 years ago, and that this has been a long journey for you to be able to tell this story. What compelled you that you just felt like you had to get this out in 1999, you know, to tell the story to the public?
Well, I had been approached by so many of the media to tell my story, but I had developed over a year's time a very good friendship with Lisa Myers. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Myers did finally convince me to come forward with the thought that this would be aired during the impeachment hearing. Mm-hmm. And that was what was most important to me. But of course, we all know that NBC held that interview until after the impeachment. And that was very discouraging. But I'm still glad that I told my story, and I told it very truthfully, exactly as it happened.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking, as I'm hearing your story, and my heart is breaking for you, Juanita. I mean, you're a daughter, you're a mother, you're a fellow employee, you're a woman who has worked hard all her life, and you are treated in such a way that no human being should ever be treated the way this was handled. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, then there was further injury after that, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you had Hillary coming into play. And this is where all credibility for Hillary Clinton and all her women's, you know, people talk about how she's has supported women. And I can't hear it. I can't hear it, knowing your story, knowing the stories of other women like you. I mean, and I imagine as you have come together and met other women who have gone through similar situations with Bill Clinton, you probably have gained, through the pain of it all, some sanity and realizing that, yes, this really happened, and yes, I was raped.
Oh, yes, yes, you know, there's no doubt. And like I tell about in the book, meeting Hillary after this horrific rape, I was in a state of shock. Mm-hmm. I had volunteered, and I had set up. People say, well, why did you go to a volunteers meeting after being raped by this man? I didn't go to the meeting, but I had set up the meeting with my dear friends here in Van Buren. They had a lovely home, mm-hmm. and I had set up a fundraiser at their home. Mm-hmm. I called them. They were very good friends. I played tennis with the woman. The man was my dentist, and I told him, I said, I'm not going to be able to attend, but I'll bring you the information and some checks that I have for the campaign. Mm-hmm. And so I went up early to the meeting and did not get out of there in time before the Clintons arrived. After they arrived, a gentleman came over to me who was a good friend and a pharmacist, a local pharmacist, and said he had driven them from the airport, and that the topic of conversation all the way from the airport was about me. And that frightened me, and I thought, wow, I've got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. But before I could, here comes Hillary straight for me. Mm-hmm. And she comes straight to me. And I say in the book, you know, I felt sorry for her walking toward me, this woman that was married to this monster. Mm-hmm. But she comes over to me, takes my hand, and says, I just want you to know how grateful that Bill and I are for everything that you do in this campaign. And I was about to faint, and I thought, I've got to get out of here. So I just sort of nod, turn away from her, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden someone grabs me. And I turn around, and it's Hillary. And she has a hold of my arm and my hand, and she pulls me down to her, and she says, do you understand everything you do? And at that moment in time, I felt as though that woman knew exactly what had happened to me and was threatening me. Yeah. And I left immediately before it began.
Now, again, remind me, how long after the incident with Bill Clinton in your hotel room did this take place?
3 weeks.
3 weeks afterwards. So you're still processing oh, all this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even processed it yet. I've never known anyone who'd been raped.
Right.
I've never known anyone that had been in that situation. And here I was being threatened. It was almost like I was being raped all over again.
I bet.
By this monster's wife.
So here, you know, when this happens, I mean, he's the attorney general running for governor. So all this power and everything is going on. First of all, let's go back to the day. And I'm sure people have asked you, said, why didn't you call the police and have a rape kit?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a registered nurse, and I didn't even understand what a rape kit was.
Mm-hmm.
But when my nurse came back to the room and found me in that condition within 30, 45 minutes after the rape, she wondered why I hadn't showed up to the meeting.
Mm.
She comes in. She's shocked. I'm still in a state of shock. And we immediately get ready and go home. But the first thing she does is get ice for my mouth. My mouth, where he had bitten me, was bleeding. It was swollen twice the size of a normal lip. And that's where I get the title of the book, You'd Better Put Some Ice on That. That's what that monster said to me.
That was his parting salutation, right?
It's like puts on his sunglasses, motions to my lip, and very coldly says, you better get some ice on that, and walks out the door.
This is amazing. As you detail the event here, Juanita, that, little conversation, he came in like a full-on predator and took full advantage of you, it sounds like, in hearing how you're relating the story.
Oh, my goodness. There's no other way to relate it. It was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely, I can almost see everything that happened in this moment,
mm-hmm.
what happened almost 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years next
year. That's what I was looking at. I was looking at this and 40 years later, and you still carry the horrific memory of this event. And probably in your mind, you still try to reconcile and going, how can he still be a force in the political process, he and his wife, after something like this, that he is just... as I say, he is a serial predator. I mean, you are not the only one. He is the poster child of the Harvey Weinstein moment, movement, the hashtag Me Too movement, everything that people would want to think that they're fighting against. I see people, women specifically, that they are horrified over and disgusted over. Bill Clinton is a walking epitome of that.
Oh, yeah, and I've gone through 40 years of watching him do better and do better and her do better, and it's been hard. It's been so hard to watch them, but it's better now, you know.
Yes.
Especially since she didn't win the presidency, and it's better to see them losing their power.
Right.
That article by Michelle Goldberg in the New York Times was very, very awesome, where she said, I believe Juanita.
Yeah.
You know, she goes on and says, I believe he raped her.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Well, Juanita, as we wrap things up, the message, I know that you've gotten some vindication here, but meanwhile, I mean, this is your story. It's your pain. And what would you say to other women that you have a special affinity for and heart for who may find themselves in a situation, because there are more Bill Clintons out there?
Oh, I know. And the main thing is to be aware of what happened to you. Tell somebody you trust. Don't hold this in like I did for so many years. Go ahead and come forward and tell your story.
Takes a lot of courage. Juanita Broderick, her book, You Better Put Some Ice on That, How I Survived Being Raped by Bill Clinton. The book is available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Juanita, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Imagine, which is tearing it up at the box office, but I highly recommend that. And I am hearing, boy, the hearts of the fathers turning back towards the son and the sons to the fathers because of this movie. It is powerful. Very well done. Money, wealth, well invested, I would say, to go see. I can only imagine. Stephen Aiden joins us now. Stephen is an experienced attorney, a member of the Supreme Court Bar. From Americans United for Life. He was present at the Supreme Court for the arguments regarding the court arguments on NIFLA, NIFLA versus Becerra. Stephen, I want you to break it down for us, but first let me welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming here to talk about, you know, what happened at the Supreme Court. Break it down for our audience, if you would, please.
I'd be happy to. This case in the U.S. Supreme Court is very, very big. It's one of the biggest cases in recent years, both for the right for all Americans to speak freely without government coercion, mm-hmm. and for the right to proclaim the truth about the sanctity of human life. This has to do with the California law that was passed to force pro-life pregnancy help centers to put signs on their walls, on their website, anywhere they advertise, saying that that California offers free or low-cost abortions to women, which it does. Mm. Now, pro-life pregnancy centers, of course, desire to empower women to make pro-life choices, to keep their babies. It connects them with services, with material needs, such as strollers and pampers. They do incredible work. There are about 100 pro-life pregnancy centers in California. And as a side note, there are five times as many pro-life pregnancy help centers in America as there are abortion clinics, five times as many. Mm-hmm. Next time somebody says to you, pro-life women don't really care about women in crisis, pregnant women in crisis, remind them of that statistic, five times as many pro-life pregnancy help centers as abortion.
So, yeah, what does that tell you right on the surface?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, California, being, of course, the liberal capital of America, felt that women needed to be told by pro-life pregnancy centers that they can get a free or low-cost abortion. And that is assisting in obtaining an abortion, something that by their conscience they simply cannot do. Mm-hmm. So a number of them, under the banner of the National Institute for Family Life Advocates, NIFLA, our good friends there, which is a an organization of pro-life pregnancy help centers, they filed suit and brought the case all the way to the Supreme Court. And that's where I was last Tuesday with a number of other pro-life advocates listening to the arguments in the Supreme Court with lead counsel Mike Ferris from Alliance Defending Freedom making the argument. And I must say, given the response from the justices to the arguments made by California, I would say it was a good day in court, and we're cautiously optimistic that the Supreme Court will vindicate the free speech rights of pro-life advocates and pregnancy help centers and keep California from forcing its pro-abortion message on women.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, you say that this case is huge and significant. But yet, like so many things that has to do with, you know, abortion, is that people are getting worn out and they may miss the significance of what was argued there before the Supremes.
Well, I hope they're not getting worn out. I hope they're not getting weary in well-doing, especially when you have a case like this that stands for truth. One of the things that we do as believers is testify to the truth. That is an important part of our individual ministry, and simply reminding people that life is a gift from God, that God is the author of it, that he created each one of us, knit us together in our mother's wombs, and that every human life begins at conception and should be given, you know, infinite dignity and worth. That's an important part of who we are and what we testify to. But this case is really important, more so than even many others, because it really involves a state forcing private persons to deliver the state's message about a highly controversial topic. So imagine if a state passed a law to force vegan restaurants to promote meat eating. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just, you could think of any hypothetical. Imagine if the state passed a law forcing the Humane Society to promote animal cruelty. It's insane. Mm-hmm. And so we are hopeful that the Supreme Court will see this case for what it is. It's kind of the high watermark for liberal states trying to impose their abortion orthodoxy on the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are hopeful, prayerful that they will not succeed in that endeavor, and that the Supreme Court will say this violates the fundamental right to free speech that all of us have, mm-hmm. The First Amendment to the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, I'm like you. I'm very optimistic in terms of the power of the truth. But research would tell us, most recent research by the Barna Group and George Barna specifically, is that the church is somehow misunderstanding the significance of the choice for life and this whole issue of abortion. Still too often within the confines of the church and its institution, they are somewhat accommodating to the whole issue of abortion. And I would agree that they're misguided and misunderstanding and taking for granted the forgiveness of God and ignoring, I guess, and maybe forgetting their important mandate by God to say you are in the world but not of the world. And some of that is getting tainted. In terms of, some people are getting weary and fighting the good fight. But what I want them to hear you say is do not grow weary, that the good fight is a good fight and is worth fighting. And we need to encourage one another for the sake of life. I mean, God put before us very clearly a choice between life and death. And in case we got confused, he said, let me tell you, life is the right choice. That's what you want to choose every time, right?
No, I really wish, Bill, that your listeners could be with me on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Every January, the massive crowds at the March for Life just mm-hmm. get bigger and bigger. And they stop counting them.
Yes.
Because they can't. And when mm-hmm. I started marching in the March for Life a number of years ago, I could look down Constitution Avenue from First Street at the Supreme Court, and you could see the end. You can't do that anymore. You cannot even conceive how many hundreds of thousands of people fill the streets of Washington every January. And I think the justices of the Supreme Court notice that kind of thing. I think they know that 46 years after Roe versus Wade was decided, 47 years, this is far from settled. They understand that it's not over. And more people are calling themselves pro-life and getting involved. So that's the good news. We are winning.
Without a doubt.
We will, by God's grace, win.
Well, we will reap what we have sown, and we are reaping it. And I think that by experience, people are realizing there were many and maybe far too immeasurable unintended consequences that came with the passing of Roe v. Wade. Stephen, thank you so much for coming. I look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation with you, okay? Stephen Aiden on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be visiting with Con Campbell. Interesting deal, a documentary that Our Daily Bread Films is proud to announce. It is a groundbreaking video series in pursuit of Peter, filmed entirely on location in Israel, Turkey, and Rome. Part documentary, part travelogue. This exciting new Bible study is a six-part series on the life of the Apostle Peter. Con, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how much fun for you to pursue Peter? What was it about Peter? You said that you had been spending a lot of time, in discovery of other apostles, and, particularly Paul, and now it was time for you to focus on Peter. Why Peter?
Peter is a fascinating figure. I mean, the fundamental question that we ask and that I want to kind of find out in the series is, how did this humble, uneducated fisherman from a backwater region like Galilee end up becoming one of the most adored and revered figures in all of human history? Mm-hmm. So kind of tracing him there from his beginnings in Bethsaida and Capernaum at the Sea of Galilee, all the way through to his encounter with Jesus and all of that means for Peter, the way it transforms his life, through to leading the new church in Jerusalem and then becoming a missionary, ending up in Rome. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah. You say uneducated, and probably by those terms that would be valid. I mean, you could have said that about Jesus and John the Baptist and others. I mean, in terms of any kind of formal education. But Jesus saw something in Simon Peter, before he was officially renamed. He saw something that stood out. above other men?
Yeah, well, at first it's very difficult to see what that is. Mm-hmm. You know, Peter makes mistakes. He really puts his foot in his mouth. He like a classic image of him at the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus and Moses and Elijah. And he says, you know, should I build three tents for you guys? You know, what's happening? And you're like, Peter, what are you thinking? And then swearing allegiance, undying allegiance to Jesus, but only a few hours later denying that he even knows the guy. So, you know, at first it's kind of a little hard to work out what is it about Peter that Jesus sees. But it's really through understanding Jesus' message and being with Jesus and then receiving the Holy Spirit from Jesus that really transforms Peter. And the one thing that he's got really going for him the whole time is he just loves Jesus, and he mm-hmm. has this passion and this zeal that's contagious. And so even when he's making mistakes, you can't help but like the guy. And mm-hmm. I kind of really grew to love the guy.
Right. Well, Peter looked at Jesus as more of a political figure, did he not?
Yeah, initially, absolutely. That's right, mm-hmm. which is a common understanding, you know, in those beginning days. Mm-hmm. And this is really Peter, I mean, Simon, the name Simon most likely comes from Simon Maccabeus, one of the famous right. political revolutionaries from, you know, 100 years earlier, 150 years earlier. And, you know, so Simon is probably growing up in a family with some political fervor, some political zeal. And this is how he gets connected with John the Baptist. You know, many assumed that John was this kind of political figure, and he was political in various ways. And so when Peter gets connected with Jesus, yeah, it's very clear that he's expecting him to throw out the Romans, that he's expecting him to restore the kingdom of Israel mm-hmm. and all these things. But Jesus over time, you know, I think shows Peter that he's come to do something different from that. In fact, something that maybe in worldly terms seems unimpressive, but ultimately will be far more impressive than mm-hmm. a sort of political takeover.
Well, and I think that's why the name changed as well, Con, that he had to change his name, because in a way it was Peter being born again, you know, born out of mm-hmm. the things of the world, the political aspects, and being opened up to the spiritual portal, so to speak, that was going to change the world.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the name change is really important, and it happens fairly early, but at first it seems a little ironic because his name, Peter, which means rock, mm-hmm. You know, Peter is anything but that. He's unstable. He's volatile, you know, but the point is, this is the identity that he will grow into. This is right. the man he will become and eventually does become.
Mm-hmm. And I like that when Peter was renamed, it was at a point when Jesus asked Peter, said, who do they say I am? And
yeah.
because Peter could acknowledge, you know, and I believe that this was, again, part of that opener for Peter to be renamed and for Jesus to confirm his new identity, is that he recognized who Jesus was. And Jesus said, you know, man with the typical eyes of humanity did not tell you this. You got this information from God himself, from the throne room of God. This was revealed to you. And because of that, I'm going to tell you who you are. And then came yeah. the name change, right?
Yeah, well, I think at that spot in Caesarea Philippi where Peter acknowledges that Jesus is the Christ, you know, Jesus is reconfirming his identity as the rock. But actually, he originally gives Peter the name Peter mm-hmm. Early on when they first meet in conjunction with John the Baptist. Ministry,
right.
As recorded in John's Gospel. So there's sort of like an initial, you know, I'm going to call you Peter, but then there, as you say, with that confession that Jesus is the Christ, Caesarea Philippi, that's when Jesus really shows the significance of this name change, that on this rock I will build my church. And it is a very important moment. It's a climactic moment for Peter where he really gets it right, you know. Mm-hmm. But then it's followed right away when Jesus says, and I'm going to be handed over and I'm going to be betrayed and I'm going to be killed. And Peter says, no. And then, you know, and then Peter gets schooled at that point because mm-hmm. Jesus, you know, after just congratulating and saying, yeah, you really got this, he says, well, get behind me, Satan. You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of man. So this is a classic moment for really capturing Peter as a whole. Like he's so right. He can be so right, and yet he can be so wrong. And in that way, he's a very relatable figure for us all.
That's who we are, right, Gon? Because we say that. We go, yeah, we're with you, we're with you. And then 2 seconds later, we're not with you.
Right.
You know, it's like, what happened?
Exactly. And that's what I love about Peter. He's so relatable. We can all identify with him. You know, he's got the zeal. His heart's in the right place, but he gets it wrong so often. And but yet, Jesus uses him so powerfully. And so in the end, it really testifies to how great Jesus is.
Well, through this groundbreaking video series, I got to imagine your affinity and appreciation for Peter grew all the more because, you know, first of all, I mean, what a way to film on location, Israel, Turkey, Rome, and watching these, you know, these beautiful places that you went to and incorporating, you know, the 21st century culture into, you know, what had happened in the past. This is really unique, and I got to tell you, I know that our audience is going to appreciate this. This is In Pursuit of Peter will be available on DVD and digital next week, April the 4th. Because we're talking about it right now, let's direct them and where they can access In Pursuit of Peter, if you would, Con.
Yeah, the best place is to go straight to Amazon.com, where you can stream it now. You can watch it right now, streaming through Amazon Video, or you can order the DVD.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. It was so much fun. I got to tell you, especially when you were in the Sea of Galilee. I was just there a couple of years ago myself, and it was good that the I didn't get that as well either initially, even with our guide going. It doesn't look like much of a sea. How is this a sea? And then your guide says, "Well, there's just no word for lake in Hebrew,
right.
I guess, or Greek, right?"
That's right, exactly.
Yeah,
it is wonderful to be there. Exactly. Yeah. And it was a tremendous adventure, yeah.
So In Pursuit of Peter, give everybody a tease in terms of your appreciation from him. You know, the question, as you said, you know, how did Peter transform from an uneducated fisherman into one of the most celebrated and beloved Jesus followers in history?
Well, the most obvious answer there is it's by his connection to Jesus, who, without question, I think is the most historically significant figure in human history. And the way that Jesus uses Peter to help establish the church, the followers of Jesus, is really significant. But I think viewers will identify with Peter because here is an ordinary man, you know, here is a normal guy just like us with flaws. And we see his evolution, his development as a disciple from first encounter through to fully mature and fully formed follower of Jesus. And I think that's tremendously encouraging.
And what a historic figure whose footprint and impact even includes the modern era, does it not?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, Peter continues to influence really anyone who has any kind of Christian faith. He's a very significant figure. He's one of the authors of the New Testament. But you know, one of the most influential figures in the world today is, of course, the Pope. And Catholic believers believe that he is kind of directly in the line, beginning with Peter.
Yes, exactly.
And whether or not you agree with that, it still exerts huge influence.
Yeah, you know, we have to leave it right there. Con Campbell, thank you so much. Congratulations on the docuseries In Pursuit of Peter, exploring the life and times of the apostle.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can
can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy